The Whole Truth About Whole Grains, that story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, despite little evidence in the extreme health benefits often touted by manufacturers for whole grains, the popularity of such products persists. But Dr. David Clerfeld, National Program Leader for Human Nutrition with USDA's Agricultural Research Service, says not all whole grains are created equal, as many products have sugar, salt, and other things added, or they might just be 51% whole grain.
You've really got to end up being a label reader, and you need to see if whole grains are the first ingredient, and then you also want to see what types of sugars and fats are added there.
Clerfeld says another mistake many consumers make is equating whole grain with fiber, a nutrient that Americans do not get enough of. But Clerfeld says just eating whole grain foods
still won't give you enough fiber. Fiber is found in grains, fruits, and in vegetables. But to eat enough fiber in a day, you need high fiber products. So things like corn bran and wheat bran actually are far higher in dietary fiber than whole grain foods.
And finally, many criticize refined grain products as being unhealthy, but Clerfeld notes that refined grains are required to be fortified with B vitamins.
And whole grain products are not required to be fortified.
Which is why Clerfeld says a mixture of whole grains, fiber sources, and refined grains is probably the best course of action. In other words, the oldest diet advice is still the best advice.
We're back to variety and moderation.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.